Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, President Obama leaves Germany tomorrow and heads straight to Peru for the Asia-Pacific Economic Conference this weekend. It will be the first time world leaders will gather together since the U.S. election. Donald Trump's victory and its impact on regional trade deals expected to dominate the conversations. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Already one massive free trade deal, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, has been thrown into doubt by the U.S. election. The TPP was supposed to stitch together the economies and security arrangements between the U.S. and 11 Pacific Rim countries, from Singapore to Australia to Chile. But the TPP fell victim to a wave of opposition to globalization during the U.S. presidential campaign.
I think, if it's not dead yet, someone is already off measuring the size of the coffin to put it in.
Scott Kennedy is an Asia specialist at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says congressional leaders have made it clear they won't consider the TPP during the lame duck session. And Kennedy says it's unlikely to be revived in a Trump administration.
He is extremely dissatisfied with the trade arrangements that currently exist, feel the U.S. isn't being treated fairly. So one question will be, well, if not TPP, then what?
Kennedy says China could step in and create a similar trade agreement, reducing U.S. influence in the region. Or the other 11 countries in the TPP could go back to the drawing board.
Change a little bit of the implementing rules and finalize it amongst themselves, leaving the U.S. on the outside looking in, which is definitely not what the U.S. envisioned at the beginning of the process.
The TPP was central to the Obama administration's so-called rebalancing or pivot to Asia, a dynamic region with fast-growing economies. The pivot was meant to help shore up American influence there and act as a counterweight to a rising China. Susan Smith, with the Council on Foreign Relations, says it's unclear how Trump will approach Asia, but it's unlikely his administration will use the words pivot or rebalance.
Clearly, we're not going to hear those two words because I think he has a very different definition of how he wants to use American power in the Asia Pacific as well as around the globe.
Smith says Trump has made it clear he is no fan of multilateralism.
My inclination, he wants to leverage American negotiating position. You can hear that in how he discusses alliances, and you can hear it in how he talks about trade deals. So I think by instinct, he is going to be a bilateral, somebody who emphasizes bilateral negotiations.
Rather than negotiating a sweeping trade deal like the TPP, Harry Kazianis with the Center for the National Interest says engaging with Asia makes a lot of sense, but a Trump administration would approach it much differently. Kazianis says it would have a more robust military aspect.
What the Obama administration did was it was a much more economically focused pivot. I think what a Trump administration tries to do is its overarching strategy will be towards China to restrain Chinese actions, to try and halt Beijing from changing the status quo unilaterally.
But already, longtime allies are opening up to Beijing. Malaysia signed defense and energy agreements with China, and the Philippines recently was given a $9 billion infrastructure deal. Jackie Northam, NPR News.